بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we are going to be taking a look at a new video from Sheikh Uthman ibn Farooq and the One Message Foundation, where a Christian evangelist from Alabama came to debate Sheikh Uthman. Now before we begin, there's a few things that I want to emphasize, and that is the importance of inviting Christians to Islam. There are so many things that Muslims and Christians have in common. Christians already believe in God, they already believe in prophets, they believe in divine scriptures. Generally speaking, we believe in many of the same prophets and stories. However, one thing that Christians cannot escape, one thing that is undeniable, is the lack of preservation regarding their scripture. If we believe in prophets like Abraham and Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them, then what we want is information from them. We want to know what they said. We want to know what they did, what they preached, what they taught. If other people, other random human beings throughout history, change their message, put words in their mouth over time, then if you follow that book, if you follow those quotes and those teachings, you're not following those prophets. You're following random human beings. And unfortunately, many people have been duped into taking words of random anonymous individuals and insisting that it is somehow the inspired word of God. So what Sheikh Uthman does in this video is he really just highlights that fact. So let's take a look.
Muhammad couldn't write, peace and blessing be upon him, so not him.
Yes.
But the Quran is not the accounts of Muhammad, peace be upon him, or his companions. It is the words of God directly revealed, right?
So the first thing that Sheikh Uthman does is he shows that the Bible is not like the Quran. When we're talking about the Quran, we are talking about the word, the speech of Allah, word per word, preserved in the original language. We have authentic chains of narration. We know it has been preserved. This is not like the Bible, which is accounts of anonymous human beings that have anonymous chains of narration. We don't know the scribes. We don't know who passed it down. That's very important to emphasize, because what people will do is they will throw the baby out with the bathwater. They will just assume that Islam is exactly the same as Christianity, that the Quran is exactly the same as the Bible. There are similarities, but there are very important foundational differences that cannot be ignored. Namely, the preservation of the Quran and the corruption of the Bible. And here, Sheikh Uthman is going to show some examples of how we know the Bible has been corrupt.
But if you look at the Bible, for example, the genealogy of Jesus, are you familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. So, and Jacob begotten Joseph, the husband of Mary, to whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ, right? I'm sure, you know. So, if you take it all the way back up, Isaac, Abraham, David, right? Okay. If you look at the same genealogy in Luke, you will find then Joseph was the son of Heli. So you see the...
But the difference being...
Excellent.
I mean, what the difference is there is the fact that...
So you can see there's a clear contradiction. It's shown on the screen. Now, this man is clearly tongue-tied. He doesn't really know how to respond. He obviously doesn't want to admit that, yes, this is a clear contradiction. Yes, there seems to have been some corruption, some mistakes in this book. So he's trying to explain around it, but he obviously can't. He doesn't know what to say.
I would have to pull out materials to be able to quote it exactly, but...
I mean, you're obviously well-versed in the Bible.
One of them had married, and the husband died.
Whose husband died? The question is, whose son is Joseph? Is he? It says clearly the son of Heli here, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so, it says clearly that he was begotten, or... Genealogy 1. There you go. Jacob. So is Jacob and Heli are not the same, right?
No.
Okay, so there's two different accounts.
But
if you take it back to King David, the number of generations is different, right? I'm sure you've studied
this
already.
Different than what?
Then the account in Matthew and Luke don't match, right?
Well, the reason is because some of them would, with the Hebrews, and okay, this person dies, like a couple is married, okay, and the husband dies,
okay,
the responsibility of his brother to marry
Okay.
His wife.
Whose brother married whose wife here?
So
Mary got married to somebody else?
So no, we're not talking about Mary. We're talking about Mary's descendants.
No, Mary's not even involved. This is Jesus' genealogy from Jacob.
Right.
From
right.
Joseph.
We're talking about
So Joseph, who was Joseph's father? Let's just ask that question.
I don't remember who Joseph's father was.
So
I know. Okay. I
don't want to put you on the spot. Go home.
I know, but take I've read
it,
this take, before.
Look it up. Come back to
I
us.
I have.
Okay, so clearly he is unable to explain. He clearly doesn't really understand, but he's also not giving in. So Sheikh Uthman says, you know, look into it and get back to me. And this is a common thing you see Sheikh Uthman doing because it's about the truth. Let's get to the bottom of this. This isn't just I caught you off guard one time. Let's get to the bottom of this. And Sheikh Uthman, he has dedicated decades of his life to studying these things. He's already looked into them, and he wants to see it through. We want this man to be guided to the truth, to be guided to Islam. But all that we can do is convey the message. So now Sheikh Uthman is going to move on to another contradiction.
Okay, how did Judas die?
Judas... hung himself.
Hung himself. Okay.
And we believe that he hung himself and he the rope fell and his guts were cast on the ground.
Okay. So let's look at Acts, right? Now this man, he purchased a field with the wages of iniquity. So the money he got, what did he do with it?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what he did with it.
Oh, it's right here. Mm-hmm. Acts 1:18. Now this man, Judas.
Oh, purchased the field. That's
so what did he do? He bought a field, right?
Right.
So if you look at the same account in Matthew, he threw the money away. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple. So did he buy land or did he throw it away?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's nice that this time he admitted he doesn't understand. He doesn't know why there is this contradiction in the Bible. However, watch what he says next.
So, see
what I'm saying is there's just as many of these in the Quran.
None.
See? So instead of just admitting, okay, yeah, you're right, this book hasn't been preserved, there are issues with it, there are contradictions in it, we don't know who wrote it, we don't know all the scribes who passed it down to us, biblical scholars can see there were subtractions and additions. Instead, what he says is, well, the Quran is the same. We can say the same thing about the Quran. But no, that's not true. You cannot say the same thing about the Quran. Hence, Sheikh Uthman is going to challenge him. Show me in the Quran where there are issues and contradictions like this.
Quran.
None. Here you go. Find one, and I'll leave Islam right in front of you.
I've read it.
Find me one.
Well,
just single one.
Okay. Well, let me get your email address, and
sure.
I'll send you
no
half
problem.
A dozen.
If you find me one actual inconsistency like this, right, I'll leave Islam.
Okay.
In front of you.
Send me your
I will.
Email address.
I will. But don't just Google me an article. And
no,
I'll tell you why
I won't.
Not. Let me tell you why not, right?
Okay, good.
I've been through all of those online.
Okay.
I've studied the Quran from cover to cover.
Okay.
With scholars, right? None of them are inconsistencies. I can show you at least 50 standing here in the Bible, numeric inconsistencies that can't be reckoned. Even MacArthur, what did he say? He said these are copyist errors. These are errors, right? MacArthur himself says we don't even know who wrote Hebrew. The author is unknown.
Well, MacArthur said that, but
right.
Most other scholars believe that Paul wrote.
So again, we don't know that, right? So the earliest New Testament manuscripts are in what language?
Greek.
Koine Greek, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the language that was spoken by Jesus and the disciples?
Aramaic.
Excellent. So if you look at even the earliest manuscripts you have, there are 70 to 100, depending on how small the credit card size and so on, then you're going to look at hundreds of years after the time of Jesus. Who narrated to who? There's no information. Who the actual scribes were, we don't know. We do know that Matthew didn't write the Gospel of Matthew. It's according to Matthew. We know Mark didn't write it. Luke, MacArthur, and any study Bible you get, none of them say that they were the actual authors. Right? So the actual authors are all anonymous. You can look this up. That's no problem, right? So you are basing your belief on a book written by anonymous authors that were not present at the time of Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, that clearly has copyist errors at minimum, maybe more than that, right? If you want to talk about the Old Testament, Isaiah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. Is that right? His mother's name was what? Athaliah.
Athaliah.
The granddaughter of Omri, the king of Israel, right? In the same Bible. When you go under 2 Chronicles, Isaiah was 42 years old when he became king. He reigned 1 year, not a different reign. And before you go to say it's another one, his mother was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri.
Right.
So was he 22 or 42?
Well, if you look at that also, I'll send you information about that.
Do you know it offhand? Or?
I don't know it, but I have it at home.
All right, if you look it up and you find that these are copyist errors and contradictions,
it's not copyist errors.
It has to do with
how the Hebrews looked at the reign of a king.
1 year.
No, as far as when he.
Right.
When,
so I mean, either
we'll
he was.
Send it to you. Okay. I don't know.
But I just want to make one thing clear between us, right? If you go home and find out that this is an error, that Judas is error, that the genealogy
is—it's not. It's just a
copious error, must say, right? But this is no longer the words of God. Then the words of God can't have errors, right? Agreed.
I agree. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So I'm not here to debate, right? But I want you to be honest. And I see you as if I didn't see you as a good person, I wouldn't waste my time. Mm-hmm. When you go home and you look these things up, right? I hope that you will at least take a Quran, at least open the Quran, read it with an open mind, not to find contradictions. And when you find whatever you find, send them to us. I'll explain them to you. No problem. Right? I've been through this for years. Don't think that this is like the first time people. All those online articles, I went through them. And I've refuted them. None of them have these kind of errors. The Quran was memorized word by word, letter by letter, in the language that it was revealed to the Prophet by the people around him. Imagine that, right? Till today, when we memorize the Quran, and there are brothers here that have memorized the whole Quran, the whole thing, letter by letter, word by word, the whole book, right? We memorize it with a chain, meaning who taught it to you, who taught it to you, all the way to the Prophet ﷺ. I'll let you guys get going.
Okay.
Just look up One Message Foundation, and you can email us through there. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for your patience.
So hopefully this man reaches out to Sheikh Uthman and they correspond and the Sheikh can answer any questions, any doubts. May Allah guide this man to Islam. Unfortunately, it seems like most of the people who tell Sheikh Uthman that they will email him or call him or come back and speak to him never do. But at the end of the day, we should all renew our intention and understand that we are doing this for the sake of Allah. Allah guides whom He pleases. It's only upon us to convey the message. If you'd like to watch more discussions such as this one, you can go to One Message Foundation. If anyone watching has been convinced that Islam is the truth, if you believe that nothing is worthy of worship except God, except Allah alone, and that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger, then all you have to do is make that testification and you become Muslim. So may Allah guide all of us and keep us firm on the truth. Thank you for watching. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.